This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A man was killed Monday night in Windsor after a shootout with police officers. Windsor police were responding to a report about an armed man who was potentially intoxicated. The complaint said the person was being aggressive towards neighbors, according to Nine News. When officers made contact with the suspect, he allegedly fired a shotgun at them, and officers returned fire. No other injuries were reported. The Colorado Republican Party is raising money to challenge the state's open primary law. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The chair of the Colorado Republican Party, Dave Williams, has set up a legal fund so only Republicans can choose Republican candidates. The fund has been set up with the Claremont Institute, where John Eastman is a founding director and currently facing a disbarment hearing. Eastman also represented a group of GOP candidates who last year unsuccessfully challenged the open primary law. Williams has blamed open primaries for the drop in registered Republicans, as well as recent electoral defeats. In a fundraising email, he said an independent committee led by State Senator Kevin Lundberg will oversee the legal challenge. Colorado voters approved a proposition in 2016 allowing unaffiliated voters, the state's largest voting bloc, to vote in either the Republican or Democratic primary. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Landowners wishing to protect wildlife habitats or provide wildlife-related recreation access to the public can apply for related funding from Colorado Parks and Recreation. More than $189 million has gone toward conservation easements and public access through the Wildlife Habitat Program. Applications are due in October. This is CPR News.